Welcome to Holistic Coach Mastery Podcast with Marina Stoichkova. It's your audio library for clarity, inspiration, and empowerment.
Hello, dear friend, and welcome to episode number 28. In this one, we are going to talk about the ego and is it really so bad? In order to understand this concept, we need to explore a little bit about the work of Freud. He is actually the one who came up with this theory of the human psyche, which consists of three layers or three different parts: the ID, the ego, and the superego. So Freud has many theories which nowadays are really questionable, and if I have to be perfectly honest, he's not my favorite psychologist, but he has great work and he really has some great ideas and achievements. And this theory seems to be relevant nowadays as well. Those three layers, the ID, the ego, which seems to be most popular, I think, among us, and also the idea of the superego. Which are the differences? The differences are that the ID includes our instincts and things that we don't recognize. They can be things that we don't like, things that we don't want to see, it's a real large area of subconscious models, patterns, complexes, and so on. Then we have the ego, which is basically our awareness, our consciousness. This is what we see, this is what we think, what we realize. It's what we can connect to consciously. And then the last layer, the superego, this is a little bit like some morality, critical way of thinking. So basically the superego defines whether something is right or not. It's a little bit judgmental. So it's like a little bit at the top of the hierarchic system. And the ego seems to be kind of like the connecting point. It seems to be our real essence, what we see, what we recognize as ourselves. And why I decided to make this podcast? I decided because nowadays it's so popular, especially in the spiritual area. We talk about the ego as something negative, as something which is bad, something that we should give up from, and ideas which honestly are not realistic and just don't make sense. Why is this? Because the ego is associated to some kind of selfishness. It's about putting ourselves first. And I think that it's a little bit associated to some kind of narcissism, which is not true. And why is that? Well, probably it's also about the era that we live in. You know that astrologically, we are at the end of the Pisces era, and actually, in my opinion, we are just entering the Aquarius era. And Pisces energy, it's about selflessness, it's about losing one identity, it's about sacrifice. Even in religion, we know the last thousands of years, actually, how they have affected our society, and which were kind of like the models, which were the values of those years. So that's why probably the ego was kind of like blamed to be something negative, to be something bad, to be something, that we should try to get rid of and judge. And that's so untrue. My personal belief and understanding is that there shouldn't be a part of ourselves that we should be harsh with. We should accept everything with understanding because everything is there for a reason. Each part of our psyche, of our body, of the way we process things, and all of it that comes with being a human has a purpose. And the purpose and the intention is always positive, to help us survive and to protect us. This is the most general one. And the ego is absolutely necessary. I'm not saying that sacrifice or doing good things for other people is not important. Actually, quite the opposite. What I'm saying is that if you want to do something socially important, if you want to help other people, if you want to be part of a community, first of all, you need to have a strong identity. That's very important. You cannot skip this step. Otherwise, what happens is that people who don't have the strong core identity, they actually can suffer a lot and may lose themselves if they try to make the sacrifice or, you know, try to become part of something spiritual, go on this path. Sometimes it may literally be dangerous. Sometimes this may even lead to psychotic conditions. So for our psychological health, it's absolute necessity, first of all, to nurture and to take care of our own identity and not to be ashamed of that. It's not the same as don't caring about other people or being selfish or, you know, something narcissistic. It's not the case. But in order to be able to give something valuable to others or for society, for a cause, for your own spiritual development, first, you need to have a form. In astrology, it's quite simple, actually, to understand it. If you are interested, if you know something about the planets, then it would make more sense for you. Astrologically, we need Saturn, the Sun and Saturn. Those are the two planets which are very important for our ego and our boundaries. And if we skip that, if we don't work on that, if those planets are undeveloped, then the outer planets, which are the symbol of this sacrifice or, you know, becoming part of something bigger or the spiritual path. So if we skip the Sun and Saturn and we try to jump straight into those outer planets, this spiritual vision or whatever, unfortunately, that's the recipe for mental health issues, for people who are completely lost and people who are delusional very often in their expectations. So my main point today is to help you accept the ego as something necessary. It's not the bad part of who we are. It's not something that we should try to put in the corner, get rid of, or be ashamed that we have an ego. You need a healthy ego. You need healthy boundaries. That's the first requirement on the spiritual path, even if that's what you are aiming for. Even, you know, in simple life situations, we know that first we need to take care of ourselves. If we are not taken care of, how can we actually take care of someone else or help someone or have an impact or do something meaningful? It's absolutely impossible. Even if you think about the work of Abraham Maslow, who talks about the human needs and the pyramid of our needs, at the bottom, the foundation, we always have our own personal human needs, the body needs. Everything starts from the simple things. And then we can move on, we can move forward towards something bigger than ourselves, towards something spiritual eventually. And it's very important because I think that nowadays, of course, it's great that the spiritual interest is so much bigger. We want to develop, we want to improve, we want to grow spiritually. That's amazing. But you can't skip the human needs. You can't skip your ego. If your ego is not healthy and well developed, you won't be able to accomplish any of the things that you want, because you will get lost or you will have some real issues. It just won't work. So I think that it all comes to the understanding to accept ourselves, each part of who we are, everything that we are conscious about, to be open to explore the things that we are not conscious about, or maybe we are suppressing or we are judging, to be less critical, to kind of like really learn to accept ourselves or for who we are, and to stop those fake, unrealistic ideas about losing ourselves, or the fact that it's bad to take care of yourself first and you're a really bad person if you do that. You need your ego. This is your best friend. This is your core identity. And that would make you actually more valuable to other people eventually. But first you need to grow. Think about it also of how we develop as humans after we are born. First, the child, when it's born, he is very selfish. All he cares about is to have food, to have comfort, to be taken care of. It's really selfish if you think about it. Then even small children, we have all been selfish, but that's necessary to survive. Can you imagine the 6-month baby forgetting about their needs and, for example, not crying when they're hungry so that their mother will get some sleep? How will this baby survive? It's impossible. Well, the spiritual path is not much different, or overall our personal development. At first, when we are young, and I don't mean young as an age, I mean this in our development, we need to establish those boundaries. We need to take care of our core identity. And when we grow psychologically, spiritually, but that's again related to our ego, at certain point, we can, you know, connect to others, or we may move on to another level when it won't be only about ourselves, it will be more about the community or humanity or whatever you want to. But first, just like the child needs to take care of his own needs first and foremost, the same is true for our ego, our identity, our psyche. First, we need to take care of ourselves, and then we can grow and help other people. So the essence and my message in this episode is love yourself for everything that you are. Don't think that there are parts of you that you should be ashamed of, or you should get rid of, or you should neglect or suppress. The more self-aware you are, the better it will be for yourself and eventually for other people as well. So love, respect, nurture your ego, and be open to learn more about yourself. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you found this information interesting and it will help you to accept yourself a little bit more. I will see you in our next episode. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this episode. For more information, go to marsstars.net and make sure to sign up for the free training on how to create a psychological profile with astrology.